thing about happiness I've found is it don't live in bigger houses.
Dan and Shay. I think they're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah.
What harmonizing. Dan and Shay there at 98Q Country at 724. Joel here. Good to have you along on a Tuesday. We say goodbye. We officially mourn the loss of warm weather today. We gather on this Tuesday morning on the morning show to mourn the loss of warm weather. It's still nice. Temperature-wise, it's not too bad. Midday today, the wind's going to blow stuff around. It's blowing in a cold front, and we're going to get to where we should be. Yeah, we're going to see high temps 35 to 40 starting tomorrow and running for the foreseeable future. Will we have any snow for the 9-day gun deer opener on Saturday? Probably not.
You know, this here is the most exciting part of hunting, I tell you what. Just sitting out here in nature. Mm-hmm.
This sucks.
It helps to have a little bit of snow on the ground, just for visibility-wise, and the crunching of the leaves and all that stuff. Doesn't look like it's going to happen by Saturday. Could happen at some point over the stretch of the 9-day gun deer season. Okay. We mentioned a little bit ago, did you see this story? I'll give credit to Channel 12, because this is where my wife pulled it off of, and I said, you got to forward that to me. So a woman is being charged with domestic battery in Merrill after putting fireworks under a toilet seat. The 27-year-old woman from Merrill was given a suggestion. Hang on. I still haven't figured out where my ba-dump bump lives. There we go. All right. How many months has it been? So she was given a suggestion to put an exploding firework under the toilet seat as a 45-year-old man was going to be sitting down eventually. Everybody eventually. Not sure about the timing of that. So a friend of this lady suggested to her that she put this explosive firework, which I guess was a firework that would explode upon impact. Not, you don't have to light it. That would have been a whole other concept. So the firework was designed, again, so that it would explode when pressure was applied. I don't think I've ever had one of those fireworks. I don't think I want one of those fireworks. So the man had minor injuries from the firework explosion, and that's all the story has to say about it. I think there's a lot of filling in the blanks there that I think is appropriate, and a lot of punchlines in there that I want to know who the person is that suggested it, because if anyone knows, or maybe this young lady is listening, the 27-year-old young lady is listening. Let me just give you a little tip here. From your longer in the tooth morning show guy, all right? Whoever it was that gave you that tip, I would suggest if you're friends with him on social media, to hit the unfriend button. I would suggest maybe contemplating who it is that you're taking suggestions from. And then reevaluate a little bit there. Kind of want to know more about the minor injuries. I do and I don't want to know more about the minor injuries. And there, you know, there's more to that story. So the I don't even know. I suppose you could be creative and make it yourself if you wanted to. But the explosive fireworks by impact, that seems like a dangerous game to me. It all seems like a dangerous game. All right, what else do we have going on here? Dallas Cowboys stink. They played last night, but Mike McCarthy's not. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, has said, "I don't like to fire coaches in the middle of the season." And plus, the two of them get along pretty well, so it looks like, don't be surprised if Mike McCarthy hangs around there. It's not like Jerry Jones is losing money from this whole deal. Did you see where the where the thing fell from the ceiling last night. They had a piece of metal that fell from the ceiling from AT&T Stadium there in Dallas. And then there was another piece apparently fell, but it got lodged up in the ceiling. So some guy got the call before yesterday's game, and it's just like, yeah, Bob? I need you down here right away. That's my impersonation of the Charlie Brown phone call. Yeah, we seem to have something lodged up in the ceiling. We need somebody to go up and get it. At that point, the guy's probably thinking in the back of his mind, what can I make up an excuse here? But the guy went up there. They didn't remove the piece of metal. They just bolted it to something up there. So I don't know if that stadium, that was the same place they had the Mike Tyson fight on Friday night. So I guess maybe that's understandable now. But the Cowboys got whooped. It was a close game for a while, but they got whooped in the second half. I will give a little bit of leniency. The Cowboys are injured a lot. Most teams are. The Cowboys will not make the playoffs. Dak Prescott is out for the season. So the Miami Dolphins are celebrating. The 72 Dolphins are celebrating the fact that the Chiefs lost over the weekend. They usually have a celebratory cigar and glass of something to celebrate that. So the Dolphins continue to be the only undefeated team to win the Super Bowl. What else? Sean Duffy got appointed to a pretty significant spot. He's a Hayward guy, lives in Wausau now. So a great opportunity for him, Sean Duffy. Did you hear the post? Did you hear the liner from Mike Clemens a little bit earlier? Luke Fickle. Luke seems to be a little bit irritating. Someone's got to get to Luke Fickle and talk to him about how to handle a press conference. Because when a reporter asks you, after the offensive coordinator has been fired, and a reporter asks you, well, who's going to be calling the plays now? The proper response, the improper response, first of all, is not, well, why do you care? Or none of your business. That's not the proper response. Luke Fickle needs to go to the Matt LaFleur and Kevin O'Connell School of Press Conferences. They figured it out pretty good. The proper response would be, whatever the situation is that if you don't have it in place, then you just say, well, you know, we're working through that right now. You know, it's quite a transition. The proper response to a reporter who asks, who's going to call the offensive plays now that you fired the offensive coordinator after you almost beat the number one team in the country is not none of your business. It's not the correct response. So, Luke seems a little bit irritated. He's got to win one more game to make a bowl game here. It's frustrating because the Badgers have shown signs of being really... I mean, that game against Oregon, that was pretty impressive. Their defense played really well. I watched a lot of that game. The offense, not so much. There's something going on there between Luke Fickle and that offensive coordinator because they had a meeting on Sunday after the game, and after the meeting, he made the decision to fire him. So there's something... there was something there. That happened during the game that Luke Fickle was not appreciative of. If you enjoy watching Charles Barkley and the guys on the NBA shows, you know, the pregame and postgame, it's one of the better and one of the most highly rated shows in sports. The Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal, the banter, it's pretty entertaining. Well, they do that on TNT now, but that's going away. TNT has lost the rights to the NBA. But the NBA announced in the last couple of days, rather quietly, that show inside the NBA is still going to continue. It'll continue on ESPN and ABC. So they're going to keep the band together. I don't know if they're all going to stay together, but if you keep Charles Barkley, there's something about Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal poking fun at each other that is just seems to be entertaining. A couple of big 7-foot dudes just acting like fourth graders and poking fun back and forth at each other, and they are really good friends. And what they do on TV isn't, you know, anything. I mean, they're not recreating anything really special. They're just being themselves. And I find it rather refreshing. Deer Hunters Roundup is back. We're back, baby. This Saturday. We'll be streaming it. We'll be putting it on the Civic Media app. And we'll have it, of course, right here on 98Q. A lot of big prizes. A lot of fun calls. So we'll do that Saturday night at 6 o'clock. The Deer Hunters Roundup. Back for another big year. The website is being fine-tuned. Feel free to shoot us your photos early if you want. Anything hunting-related, maybe you got a bear, whatever it may be, something from the deer cam, maybe you spotted Sasquatch at a local tavern, whatever it may be, you can email photos, WCQM, at civicmedia.us. Let's get you updated on what's going on. Twice an hour news and sports at 7:34. ABC gets us going here. All right, VP Brad Paisley, 98Q Country. We'll lose a few degrees during the day today. Going to be a breezy one, but temperatures will make it into that 50-52 range, it looks like. Well, Tuesday mornings, rather, this time is a time that we update you on what's going on with the Butternut School. Administrator there, Carolyn Pollitt, nice enough to join us. Carolyn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, I want to talk with you a little bit today about some of the activities at the Butternut School. First of all, talk a little bit about the referendum vote from a couple of weeks ago and kind of what impact and what that means for news-wise for those involved with the Butternut School.
Yeah, thank you. Well, there was our monthly meeting last night, and so we started that discussion about what's next. As people probably know, the referendum failed by 87 votes, so it was fairly close. And so we are looking at what is next, and we do plan to come back in April with another referendum. So discussions now are just talking about what and how much and for how long, and start to discuss that with our voters and get some added conversations going around that topic.
Okay. And when can voters expect to see that referendum come back up again?
Well, it'll be on the April ballot. Okay. That is, April is the push because there are only two opportunities in the next calendar year, which is April. So it's pretty important that we start these discussions immediately. Of course, we have to have our resolution and everything submitted the middle of January. So we don't have a long turnaround time. So we are jumping right on that.
Okay. All right. Look for more information on that. It's a busy time of the year as we transition from the fall to the winter and the holiday season. So a lot going on at our school there, right?
There is a lot going on. Schedules kick up. Our girls kick off their season on Thursday in Tomahawk. And boys, of course, started practice yesterday. Our middle school boys have been going for a couple weeks. They have two home games tonight and Thursday. And along with that, I think, lastly, I just want to remind families, students, community that stress gets pretty high this time of the year and schedules really get busier. The holidays cause an added stress with added planning, financial stress, and our societal expectations. I mean, let's be real about that. So just taking a moment to remind our students and our families that we really do spend time, probably all schools do, but we instruct about how to take care of ourselves through nutrition, rest, healthy decisions. And we spend time talking about our environment and what we make it. And that comes with a mindset and a positive attitude, and then how we conduct ourselves each day. And here at Butternut, we definitely talk about diversity and what that means and how we embrace that. And then kindness, that's on our morning announcements every day, and what we can do to just add a little bit of that to make the days better.
Yep. Does never cost anything to be nice, right, Carolyn?
That's right. Kindness costs you nothing.
That's right. All right, Carolyn. Well, thank you for the update. We look forward to chatting with you again here and keeping folks updated on what's going on at the Butternut School. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Carolyn Pollitt, she's the administrator there at the Butternut School. And we will chat with her. Usually Tuesday mornings we talk with her or Mr. Shawinski, who is the athletic director, about activities going on at the school. Yeah, the stress of the holidays, like Carolyn mentioned, you got to stretch it. You got to manage that a little bit. I discovered something by mistake this past weekend that I think for those, if you have people on your shopping list that you got to get stuff for, you just gotta whatever, their in-laws or whatever. Starting early, I think, is reduces the stress. Because if you can go shopping without the pressure of, I have to buy something today. If I don't get something today, I got nothing. So if you just take a day to kind of make it a browse day, and if something happens, it happens. You know, if I get that gift, fine. If not, I got a couple of weeks yet. You'll be surprised how much less stressful it is, and how much more enjoyable the experience of doing that, whether it's at a local business, a big chain, online, whatever it may be. Start early, kind of takes the pressure off a little bit, and avoid Black Friday with the plague, is what I say.
98Q Country.
Unless you're shopping local here. You shop local on Black Friday. That website Black Friday stress is too much. Can't take it. It's 7:53, Joel, the morning show. Coach's show coming up at 9. We'll talk Shawamigan girls basketball. Matt LaFleur will listen in on his presser from yesterday. All ahead for you. On 98Q, here's Garth Brooks.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you.